and welcome to the first Partnership Podcast. In this podcast series, you'll hear from partners and leaders from all over the business who will bring to life the partnerships plan for the future. You'll also be hearing how we're transforming our business and delighting our customers. For those that's thinking, who's this lady talking? Well, I go by the name of Monica Lee and I'll be hosting this podcast series. I've been a partner for 10 years. I am a compliance partner from Waitrose White City 462. Whoop, whoop, whoop. Yes, I am very, very proud. And it's so great to be a part of such a fantastic initiative. And this podcast is a start of many ways for you all to be hearing the changes that we're making in John Lewis and Waitrose. And the fact is that you'll be getting to hear these new and exciting services from the people that are working on making them happen. We'll be going to every corner of our business to talk to the people that are working every day to make this plan a reality. But before we delve into the plan, we wanted to start the plan by hearing from our chairman, Sharon White.
Hi, it's Sharon. I hope everybody is safe and well. Last week we launched the partnership plan, which was a very exciting milestone. And we pulled together a narrative for the plan, which we discussed and engaged with our leadership team around before the launch day. And I thought it'd be really helpful just to share the narrative with all partners in this podcast. The John Lewis Partnership is a special organisation. For 150 years, we have led the world in how to do business the right way. Our brands are loved by our customers, and our partnership model is respected around the world. But long-term retail disruption, accelerated recently by the pandemic, has exposed vulnerabilities. We must transform our business. To do that, we have created a concrete plan for the partnership to invest behind. Success will come down to whether each of us takes ownership for making this plan a reality, pulling together and adapting as things change, keeping our teams energised and focused on what's important and executing brilliantly at pace. Over the next 5 years, we will transform our business. And we will do that in the right way. The partnership was founded on being a better way of doing business. Our ambition is to champion equality, well-being, and sustainability for the good of our partners, customers, suppliers, and society. We have created a concrete plan to get behind for the next 5 years. Success and our survival will come down to whether each of us takes ownership for making this plan a reality. That means we must invest behind 1. Retail customers love. Customers shopping the way they want with expert advice, brilliantly edited choices, and truly memorable experiences. 2. Inspirational new services. Trusted new propositions that allow us to play a bigger role in customers' lives. 3. Partnerships for growth. Accelerated growth by combining our unique strengths with the capabilities of others. 4. Being lean, simple and fast. A lower cost, far simpler business that creates more pace and freedom for partners and more cash for growth. However, to earn the right to transform, our focus for the next 2 years must be on achieving higher levels of profit. We're targeting £200 million of profit by 2022, as well as tackling key pain points for our customers. This will give us the funds to create a retail experience customers love, as well as expanding into new inspirational services with new partnerships supporting this growth. By focusing on a clear set of priorities, our brands will go from strength to strength. For John Lewis, this means being there for the modern British family and the everyday moments that matter. We have to reclaim our leadership position in key categories such as home and modernise the offer. For Waitrose, we must focus on what we're famous for and be the ultimate destination for food and drink when quality, ethics and service matter. This is an ambitious plan. The journey won't be easy, but it is achievable and the reward will be worth all the hard work ahead. We know that we've had strategies before that haven't always been carried through with conviction. This time it must be different, and we'll put in place practical measures to give ourselves the best chance of success. By returning to sustainable profit, we will be able to deliver what matters most to all of us. We will reignite the love and trust of our customers, playing an even bigger role in more of the moments that matter in their lives. We will pay every partner the real living wage and provide a decent bonus. We will improve social mobility in the partnership and recruit people from disadvantaged backgrounds, including those coming out of the care system. We will become a workplace where everyone can bring their true self to work, fully representative of the diverse communities we are a part of. We will invest more in the communities we serve and set a new bar in ethical and sustainable retail. Over the past 6 months, we've been running the business in the face of the pandemic and have made some tough decisions. It's been hard, but there's a lot to fight for. This is the moment to dig deep. So from today, there are two things I'm asking of every partner, and I'm asking also of myself. Firstly, over the coming weeks and months, get yourself really crystal clear on the plan and what you can do to make it a reality in your part of the business. And second, deliver a fantastic peak. That's where we really start to make things happen. Thank you so much always for your ongoing commitment, dedication, professionalism. Thank you so much for everything you're doing for customers and for the partnership. And as always, wish everyone and everyone's families keep safe and well.
The message from Sharon is clear. We all have a role to play in making this plan a reality, and we all need to get to know more about the plan. This podcast series will definitely help, but there's loads of information on the internet if you want to find out more. And just to add on to that, there are ways that we can utilize our skills to be able to play a role in making this plan work. For me personally, for the last 3 months, I've been working within the partnership, doing different projects, working alongside different teams. And honestly, I didn't even know the opportunities that have been presented that I could even be able to kind of grab those and make it myself and be unique with it and be able to embrace my individuality. So really and truly, things can be done. And I just wanted to say, for the last week, especially this week, we've been celebrating Black History Month at John Lewis, Oxford Street. And the squads, which is made up of John Lewis and Waitrose partners, have come together because they know that they want to add value. And the way they add value was by creating an amazing exhibition where they were able to tell the stories and celebrate their individuality and their blackness. And it's great to know, and there's many ways that you can find yourself in this partnership to be able to work and make things happen and ensure that you are working within a partnership that makes you happy and that can bring about the right changes that you see that will align with the plans. But let me not keep going on. Next week, we'll be back looking at retail customers' love with a specific focus on John Lewis. So I cannot wait for you all to come back. It's going to be great. This is just one of many series that we'll be bringing to you. So make sure to tune in next week, same time, same place. And it was a pleasure hosting this podcast.